Buckler took out a stoke with one strike of his rapier. Aware that they were vastly outnumbered, he yelled,
"Gather to me! Retreat to the abbey!"
Swilt was upright now, whirling his broadsword.
"On guard, ravagers! Strangers in camp! Kill them!"
Swilt struck out, missing his target in the dark. His blade went sideways, smacking down on Django's head and stunning him. Sniffy lugged his fallen chieftain clear, yelling,
"Mr. Buck, our logalog's down! Help me!"
Buckler rushed through, his blade scything a deadly path as he helped Sniffy to support Django. They stumbled away with the other Gowsum rallying around them. One or two of the bolder vermin tried to strike at their rear. They met Axel Sternclaw. The warrior mole seemed in his element, pounding vermin with his warhammer, butting with his rock-like skull, and lashing out with a mighty digging paw. He began roaring his war cry.
"Hoor! Come to me, Death Molar! Hoor!"
Buckler grabbed Flib.
"Here, help with your paw. I've got to get Axtel out of here. Bartage, over here, mate."
Bowling vermin aside, the big hedgehog found Buckler. The young hare grabbed his paw.
"We've got to get Axtel away before he's mobbed and brought down. Come on."
Bartage booted the weasel aside.
"I can hear him. Has he gone mad, Buck?"
Buckler dodged the spear point, running its owner through.
"Aye, mate. I didn't know it till now, but Axtel is a berserker. He's got the blood wrath, like a badger lord. We've got to stop him fighting and make him retreat with us, or he'll battle to the end. There's too many for him."
Axtel was scarred from ear to tail, bellowing and battling, with no thought of defence or safety. Buckler confronted him, clearing his space with his long rapier. He pointed behind Axtel in the direction of Redwall, shouting in his face,
"Over there! The enemy's over there!"
The warrior mole halted for a brief moment, glaring at the young hare through blood-misted eyes. Buckler knew he was taking an awful risk. But he grabbed Axtel and spun him round, yelling urgently,
"They're attacking the abbey! The Redwallers will be slain if they don't have a warrior to save them! Quick!"
Axtel lumbered off toward the abbey, roaring his war cries and pounding the air with his war hammer. Buckler and Bartage defended his back as they retreated over the flatlands. Gowsim fighters turned every few paces, slinging stones as hard as they could at the ravagers. Most shrews carried a sling and a pouch of round stream pebbles. Their throwing was so intense and accurate that the vermin slowed their pursuit, trying to stay out of range. Flib was particularly good. Even in the dark, her rapidly hurled missiles found targets amidst the vermin ranks. Sniffy grabbed Flib, dragging her along with the retreating Gowsim.
"Back off, you young rip, or you'll be left alone outside the abbey. Come on, you've done enough, Flib!"
Swilt had not taken part in the fight. He reasoned that there was little sense in a commander being faced with a crazed hammer-wielding mole or cut down by a chance slingstone. Fallag ventured forward with the ravagers, but only as an observer. He trotted back to make his report to Swilt.
"They fight fiercely for such a small force, Lord, but they're in retreat now back to their abbey. Woodlanders can't stand against our ravagers."
Swilt regarded his weasel captain with cold scorn.
"Where are the beasts I left you in the woodlands with?"
Straining his gaze into the darkness, Fallag pointed.
"Coming right now, sire. They're carrying the tree trunk you wanted. It's a big heavy one."
The tall sable issued fresh orders.
"Quickly now, go to them. Leave the battering ram. Tell them to drop it. I might need it if they're fast enough."
Fallag was perplexed, but he saluted dutifully.
"Right away, lord. But how we get into Redwall without battering the door down?"
"Come."
Swilt pulled them along, explaining as they ran.
"We'll split into two more groups. Take yours off to the left, I'll take mine to the right. If we're fast enough, we can cross the ditch, get onto the path and cut them off. The ones inside the abbey are bound to open the big gates to let their friends in. My ravagers will be coming in from three sides, from the left, the right and the back. We'll slay all those outside and rush in before they close the gates, but only if we act fast."